Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time. Wednesday edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack. With me is Dan the Man. If you'd like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Now, hey, anything else you need, head over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, since it is Wednesday, there was a blog that popped up over there today, so swing on by and check it out. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, go ahead and hit that link, get yourself over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could give that a like while you're over there, well, hey, we greatly appreciate that. Don't forget, we also have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, Dan and I are on Twitter as well. I am at Burke Time, and Dan the Man is at?
Dan Z Man with three E's.
Oh, so all right. Well, you know, I think you were right yesterday, Dan. You had Kevin Cash winning the American League Manager of the Year award as we were headed off the air, and he did do that. First time in I forgot how many years that a guy has went back to back. So then we had that going on since there we go, since 2004-05 when Bobby Cox did it. Let's see what we got here. He got 19 first place votes. Scott Servais, who was my pick, finished second. Dusty finished third. Charlie Montoya was four. Alex Cora was five. Tony La Russa came in sixth. Dan and AJ Hinch finished seventh. So that's what we had over there. And then, you know, we knew early, the first one was announced was National League Manager of the Year. That was Gabe Kapler, well-deserved. He got 28 of first-place votes, but what didn't make sense to me, Dan, he actually was not named on a ballot. He got 28 first-place votes and one second-place vote. So somebody left him off a ballot. And it turned out to be a writer by the name of Mitch Stacy from the Associated Press in Cincinnati. He had Mike Schilt number one, Craig Counsell number two, and Brian Snitzer number three. Dude, I don't know how you leave Kapler off.
I know. Because you're in the Midwest.
So. But, you know, just real quick, Council came in second, Schilt finished third, Schnicker was fourth, and Dave Roberts was fifth. So, but, yeah, I like I could understand you want to go with Council Schilt first, but Kapler, you know, I mean, the team won 107 frickin' games, and they won the division, and they weren't expected to do any of that.
Yeah.
So.
Bad voting.
But, you know, I guess to each their own, you know, there's always that one guy who's smarter than everybody else. So so tonight we get the Cy Young Award as they will roll out that award. We have, what is it? It's Max Scherzer, Corbin Burns, and Zach Wheeler in the National League. And then in the American League, it's Garrett Cole, Lance Lynn, and Robbie Ray. So who you got winning on each side?
Can you do a repeat real quick for one of them?
The National League, it's Zach Wheeler, Corbin Burns, and Max Scherzer. And the American League is Garrett Cole, Lance Lynn, and Robbie Ray.
I think I'm going to go Garrett Cole and Max Scherzer.
Yeah. See, I really think I don't believe he's going to win it, but I really think Zach Wheeler deserves it in the National League. And Robbie Ray is going to win the American League award. He was he was definitely the best. Well, I shouldn't say he's going to. He was definitely the best pitcher. That doesn't mean he's going to win, especially when you're up against the New York guy. But we will see how it goes. So yeah, I have Robbie Ray and Zach Wheeler. So we'll see how that works out. Because you just never know.
No, you don't.
So we shall,
You know, it's Tuesday, and, you know, we're back for the week. Real quick to wrap up, I mean, how are you doing in the hockey league? It looks like, we're in week 5, and I ended up beating the first place team, and, you know, he's fourth of the overall, but first place in one of the divisions. I did not think I was going to beat this guy. He helped me bounce up to 12th, so I'm 6-9 in the hockey league. And you had the same experience as I did, winning 9-6. So, but you, Mr. Big Jack, are in sixth place. So it's all because you beat me that one time.
Well, you know, the thing that saved me, you know, we're not too deep in, and I got off to a really good start. I had a really good first week, so I've been kind of living off that.
You know, and in the I'm sitting pretty at number 4, and you're 10 behind me in 14. We're only in week 5 now. I should be in a better position, but I got stomped this week. Just sucks because, you know, I have some Jimmy Butler go out, a couple other guys go out, and then just fits, I guess. I don't know what happened. So it kind of disappointing there for me. And Big Jack, wow, Secret Squirrel didn't even give you an opportunity to score any points.
No, I didn't even win a category. I got just thumped. So
I don't think I've seen that in a while. I mean, aside from not being at the draft, do you have any other issues with your team that you're not happy with, or do you think that's going to play out the season?
Going into yesterday, I had 4 guys injured. I got one back today. So it was just, yeah. I was kind of like, okay, great. Not what I needed was to get the injury bug. So yeah, it's just I need to get, you know, if I'm gonna, you know, and I don't expect to compete because I did miss the draft. But you know, I'm changing my lineup every day, and I'm making changes and doing what I need to do. And the last thing I need is a slew of injuries, and that's what I got. So, you know, and then to make it worse, they can't, John, there's no verdict on what's going to happen with John Wall. So I just have him on my bench.
Yeah.
You know, nobody knows, is he going to be traded? There was a hot rumor that he was going to Boston. Then that went away, and the next rumor was that he was going to sit out all season. So
is this like a COVID thing, or is it a?
No, it's just a bad team thing. You know, he doesn't want to play on a bad Rockets team, and they don't want him. So.
Oh, that's a classic. And, you know, it's just interesting how that works. I mean, I don't know. What do you say to that? I mean, how does, you know, and what a situation like, well, I guess the upside with the NBA is everything on each side of the equation has to balance, so you really can't screw yourself. But, I mean, why haven't they been able to find a trade partner?
Well, you know, he hasn't turned out. I guess the best way to look at it would be to say that he hasn't turned out to be the best teammate. So mm-hmm. I think it's difficult for another team to pay what would be the asking price for him. So, you know, because with you having to match salary, you're going to have to give up a pretty solid player. That and the fact that, you know, he's had quite a few injury issues the last, you know, four seasons. You know, he didn't play the 2019-2020 season. He didn't play at all. Last year he played in 40 games and, you know, he proved that he could still score. He did average, you know, just a shade over 20 points a game. But, you know, I mean, he's 30, going to be 31. And, you know, you just don't, you know, it's just a difficult, you know, he's a difficult guy to get to match, you know, mesh into your system. So.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that and if he's traded, his salary goes up. He's got a trade kicker that bumps his salary up 15%.
Wow. That's a smart guy.
He's making a little over $41 million this year. So.
Oh, now I know why he's not in Washington anymore.
Yeah. So, well, he actually signed that extension with the Wizards. And then they were able to move him. You know, they got him for Russell Westbrook, who wanted out of Houston when he was there. You know, Houston is just, you know, they're still in a rebuilding type of mode there. You know, they're 1-13. And while they have some interesting young players, obviously they're still a ways away from competing.
Well, even that, you know, I remember when my nephew was younger, one of the games we took him to was when it was against Houston, the Bulls first Houston. And it was, you know, James Harden was there and whoever, I don't know who else was all there. You know, Kevin Durant, right? No.
No, that was Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma. Whoever was there with James Harden and company, they were supposed to be, you know, top of the line. And I think, you know, they had an opportunity, but of course couldn't beat the Warriors or something. But, I mean, they came to Chicago and Jimmy Butler shut James Harden down. I mean, it was, you know, not being a huge guy into basketball to begin with, but to see that live and to see, you know, my nephew was all excited to see, you know, the Bulls, but we picked Houston specifically for James Harden and to see Jimmy just kind of handled the guy for the night. We're all just kind of like, wow. So is there something like system-wide with that team where they just can't get over that hump?
No, well, you know, back then they ran into just those really good Warrior teams.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just kind of like, well, you know, nothing you can do here. So.
Yeah.
You know, because while they were a solid team, they weren't very good defensively. You know, and if you have a rough shooting night, you know, you're not gonna beat a team like Golden State. There's just, you know, there's no way, especially back then. Of course, maybe even now, considering Golden State has the best record in the NBA now at 12-2.
They're coming back, Big Jack.
Yeah, and they're about to get Klay Thompson back. He was cleared for 5-on-5, so he'll be back soon. Yeah, you know, I meant to ask you, did you end up with your boy Porzingis? Because I saw he had a fantastic night. I don't remember when it was, a night or two ago. And, you know, obviously at the draft, I don't really know who ended up with who. So I was just kind of wondering if you ended up winning him.
No, the money went too high on him. I ended up going for, blew the load on Antetokounmpo. So,
and
the way
he's
the
been
drafting
hurt.
Was going. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, he's not listed out yet today, so it looks like he's starting, but, that could change shortly. If you kind of break down my team, and I think you'll laugh because you'll immediately know it's my team. And I don't know the order I drafted him, but I have, Dennis Schroeder, who's playing with Boston now. Kind of glad he got rid of that little bleach burn in his head. He looks silly. What'd you say?
I was not digging that. I don't know who convinced him that was a good look.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to knock these guys. Do what you want to here, but he just looks better with just the regular hair color, But coming up next, I drafted D. Rose. I figured, hey, I need a Nick, and he's been playing fairly well these last couple seasons, so had to grab him. Had to grab Carmelo. Was able to land him pretty cheap. Another power forward center from Milwaukee. I had to go with Bobby Portis. And I got to show some love to Miami. Got Kyle Lowry. Tim Hardaway Jr. was my guy from Dallas. I don't know why, Big Jack, and I'm sure this is why I know it's my team, Melo and Hardaway. But ever since I had that combo together and on the Knicks years back, I just can't, I always look for them. And I just found out Kyle Lowry's
the
out.
Big question is, did you get Goran Dragic too?
Yes, I did. So, and I landed Jimmy Butler, who's no longer injured. So.
Yeah, I wish I'm waiting for my guys to manage to return off the injury list here. I actually had Jason Tatum get hurt, who was playing very well, and he managed to get hurt. And then P.J. Walker went down. I just got DeAndre Ayton back. So we'll see if I can. See if I can do something this week. I'm at least off to a semi-decent start, and we'll see how it goes. But yeah, I'm not expecting a ton out of this team. But we'll get the lineups in, and you never know, right?
Exactly. So I mean, I think I definitely drafted a little better than I may have in previous years. And when my diehard basketball nephew looked at my team, he's like, what he kind of got out of it is I got a lot of shooters and a lot of guys are going to score points. But, our league doesn't just include points, though. You got to have that defense, too. So, I don't know, this season somehow, Big Jack, I ended up with more power forwards and centers than I have previously. But I think understanding the way this game is played today, I don't think they're players that you count out as much anymore because they're hitting threes now.
Yeah.
Maybe not the center, but, the guy who's doubling up. So, and I think that was probably one of my issues previous years drafting was you really didn't go after the power forwards and centers, and I just kind of went after that position to fill the spot more so than look for guys that I would look for guys in that position to get defense, more defense, get rebounds, when I didn't realize they score points now too.
Yeah, it's one of those things you oddly have to adjust to is, everybody shoots the damn three. So it's just kind of like, oh, okay, well, I better, pay attention here because this guy shoots threes.
And you pick a good name because you recognize it and you're like, oh, I'm going to get some rebounds and boards. But you know, and that still comes into play, but to really focus on realizing that you need to get a guy who shoots too, because that's going to help tremendously. It just changes the entire game.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, one of those things where it's like, yeah, okay, I need to, do something here. Or, you know, like today I just kind of realized I had a guy who just wasn't playing any minutes that I had just had to cover. I was like, yeah, I can't carry this guy. He's not doing my team any good. So.
Yeah. I'll have to set reminders for you for next year.
Yeah, you know, it was just, you know, basketball. If it would have been any other sport, I wouldn't have missed it. But, you know, basketball is my least favorite. Well, you know, I'm like,
yeah. But, you know, and speaking of least favorite, Big Jack, I think officially I'm just going to bow out of the Snake League. No matter what, I don't place, you know, I know I don't make the playoffs in the NFL to begin with, but, you know, this is probably my ultimate worst year, and I was hoping to go for the record of not winning, you know, but I won one game by accident, and, but I don't know, I do better with the auction league, and I don't know. It's just that league has just become so frustrating for me. But, you know, I've said that several years now, and I'll probably still end up drafting next year.
I lost in the is that the Snake League? Which league are you bad in?
Snake League.
Yeah, I'm trying to try. You know, I can never keep them straight on which one is which. No, the auction league, I'm actually in first place. The Snake League, I'm hanging around in sixth. But yeah, I didn't do very well. So, but again, the auction league, we actually have three teams that don't have a win yet. So I'm guessing they're all dead, huh?
Yeah, they're all bad.
Yeah, when do I play one of those teams so I can get an easy win there? So, you know, I could use to pick up some easier wins. So, but yeah, and then, you know, hockey, I ran into my issue that I was afraid of after I put my team together was I went into a scoring slump. You know, I didn't end up getting a lot of goal scorers, and I didn't really realize it until the draft was over. And as I was going through it, I said, man, I'm going to need somebody to play over their head and score some goals. And then my one guy, Carlson, who I was hoping would put up some goals, got hurt, and they still haven't put him on IR. He's just still out, even though they're going to miss 4 to 6 weeks. I'm like, God, put him on IR so I can pick somebody up. But yeah, I'm just my worst fear came true, and I'm like, oh no, I need to do something.
Well, and I know you don't use the app on your phone, so you might not get you don't get the notifications like I do, but I don't know if you've noticed how active the hockey league is and guys picking up and dropping guys like every single day. And I don't, you know, I'm not knocking them or saying it's a bad thing, but you know, at points I'm thinking, am I doing something wrong? Should I be this active? You know, obviously it's hard to keep track of everyone and what they pick up and drop and whatnot, but you know, do you think with this sport in general, it makes sense to just keep picking guys up and dropping them, or did we put too many people on the roster?
No, I think it depends on, you know, kind of where you sit or how you're feeling about your team at that time. You know, because there's always guys like I took a chance with a defenseman my very last pick in the draft. I was like, okay, I'll take a shot with this guy, and it didn't work out. So I dropped him and picked up another defenseman, and I've just been kind of rotating through that spot. You know, if I see a guy who's hot, I'm like, oh, okay, I'll swap this guy out for that guy. So, you know, and I think there's just a lot of guys in our league that are doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and it's nice. It makes it interesting. And, you know, obviously with the injuries also, you're going in and picking up guys to replace your injured guy. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's I'd rather have an active league than an inactive one.
Yeah, no, I it started to make me question what I'm doing, if I'm doing something wrong. You know, these guys are out there like every single day. You know, my phone just going off all day long. So, but, you know, I think we ended up with two no-shows, so it's not that bad for us. 20-team league.
Yeah, it's very surprising how the hockey team really, or the hockey league, not team, but the league really, you know, has really kind of taken a lump, oddly, since we got the people we knew out of it.
Yeah, that's true.
So...
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I mean, I don't know. I mean, when, you know, years ago before everyone decided to do their own podcast, I mean, we had so many people that, you know, we had associated with, and they seemed all excited about it, and then they got into it and just couldn't handle it.
Yeah. Oh.
So it took some time, I know, to filter those guys out and figure it out.
Well, then I don't remember what league it was, but I still remember the one where if he joined because he would win, and then I think he joined and didn't even make the playoff. So. It was kind of like, oh, okay, you know.
Well, you know, I think sometimes people think it's a lot easier than it is. And with baseball, especially the leagues we do, you can't just sit around and wait. You know, one of the guys at work, they're like, oh, you do baseball? I'm like, oh, that's just too much of a commitment. I'm like, you know, we ride the train every day to work. You know what I mean? You take 5 minutes a day, just to draft, that takes longer because that's what it is. But I don't know. I think keeping up with your team and just people don't realize that there's a little bit more that goes into it than just setting a lineup and forgetting it for the season.
Yeah. Well, you know, like for basketball, I use that, that automatic Yahoo one to line up for the week. What I realize is even when you do that, you have to go in and still check. Like with my team, I mentioned John Wall before, they had him starting over one of my players who was active and was actually going to get me points. But for whatever reason, they had John Wall over him, even though they knew he was out. So, you know, even though you use that function, which is a nice function to have, you still got to check it.
No, especially with the NBA, and I think hockey too, with that IR plus.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just like, oh, yeah, this is a fantastic function. You know, I can, you know, do this and I don't have to worry about it. No, it sadly, it doesn't work like that. You know, yeah, you can use it, and it will put your players in. The problem becomes is you got to make sure it's the right players that they're putting in for you.
Yeah. I mean, the nice thing, though, about hockey and basketball, you know, obviously football is once a week, but the one thing I prefer about hockey and basketball is the late starts. So, you know, most of the games for us aren't starting until 6 o'clock, you generally, 6:30. So for me, sometimes, you know, I might forget during the day and take a look right now. And, you know, I still have time to make those couple updates. Like, literally, as we were looking at my team right now, Kyle Lowry was marked out. So, you know, if this was Major League Baseball, they would have had that, you know, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock start, and I would have missed it like usual.
Yeah, that's the tough part with baseball is you get, you know, the afternoon starts, and it's like, oh, I missed it. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or those 11 o'clock, 11 a.m. games randomly in April.
Oh. Yeah, the East Coast games. Yeah.
Yeah. It's always Pittsburgh and Boston, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just always like, okay, I got to, you know, make sure, you know, I end up going in the night before and setting it. So. You know, we'll see. You know, we'll see how things go. I mean, you know, maybe I'll get lucky in my basketball, finish an eighth, or I'll at least get in the playoffs.
Now, you know, you mentioned how nice it is to have the active league, especially the hockey league, because I think that was, well, like you said, you know, we had a lot of people we knew that just kind of carried over from basically from baseball and football, just kind of hanging out with us because we did the other leagues. So, you know, with the activity we receive now, are you surprised by it being a free league and not a paid league?
No, you know, I think, you know, a lot of guys still enjoy just, or a lot of players, I should say, because we don't know if they're men or women, you know, or whatever pronoun they choose. God, I don't want to forget that. I don't want to get us in trouble here on Sports Time Radio. But, yeah, I think they still enjoy it because you can, you know, you can try things. You can be like, okay, well, I want to try this draft strategy and see if it works this year. Where, you know, if you're betting money on it, well, you're not going to do that because, well, it's my money and I don't want to lose my money. You know, so you can do different things and you can kind of take different chances. And, you know, it's in reality, let's face it, it's more fun.
Yeah, I mean, I guess in that sense, because there's no technically repercussions, you know. Like me throwing a $5 FanDuel bet and only getting.
You know, I mean, you know, if I, you know, like if, you know, like it's obviously it's great to win. It's fun. But if I don't win, it's no big deal. So unlike in my other league with Mr. Fantasy, when we don't win, it's my fault.
Even though he dropped all your guys?
Yeah, and he did that again this year, too, but that's okay. you know, like we had to, you know, like he was hot on Baker Mayfield, so we had Baker Mayfield, but he stinks. Luckily, he's just our backup. So.
So I do have to ask you about that, and I don't know. I feel like after that leaping catch for OBJ, that was kind of his Jordan signature. You know what I'm talking about? Now he's with the Rams, and I saw a meme that said that had a Beckham behind Stafford, and like I was told you were better than Baker. Now it just seems to me like I don't know what happened in Cleveland or wherever he was. Yeah, in Cleveland, and I don't get what the hell's happening with Stafford now because he's my quarterback and helped me lose, so that's fun. But is he really that caliber of a superstar player, wide receiver? Or to me, he just seems like this almost comical figure that just happens to have enough talent to be kind of shopped around, so to speak.
Yeah, I don't think he's that guy anymore. You know, he's not the number one receiver that you're looking for. He can be a nice complementary piece for a team as a 2 or a, 2A, however you want to look at it. But, yeah, I don't think he's that 100-catch, double-digit touchdown guy that he was with Eli Manning for the Giants. So.
Yeah, and I mean, it just – and I think I bring it up because he seems to just get so much damn publicity – which, I mean, is good for him. He doesn't really have any negative, I would think. I haven't really heard, because obviously there's a lot worse things. So I'm not really hearing negative. But to me, it just seems like he kind of passed his prime, and they just make such a big deal about any move he makes or what he does. But I'm sitting here going, then how come he isn't on the champion, a championship contending team? Well, I guess the Rams would be looking to do that, but after the performance last week, you wonder what the hell's going on. I guess that's what I was wondering, and I guess you kind of confirmed he's seemingly kind of past his prime, would you say?
I don't know if I would put him past his prime because we are looking at a guy who is old. So, and maybe the Rams is it for him. Maybe he can put up some numbers, but I just don't see him being the guy. So
yeah.
we'll have to see. What he ends up doing with them, but I mean he didn't get off to the best of starts with them. I think he had 3 catches for like 18 yards, and they basically got their brains beat in by the 49ers.
I didn't understand what happened.
No.
My routine at night, I don't really get to watch the first half, and I don't really get to watch any of it anymore because I don't have cable, but. Once my daughter went to bed and I kind of got downstairs to the base, the man cave to do my own thing, I was getting the updates, so I was seeing updates that were positive for me, but it just so happened to be I had a 49er on my team that was scoring, because of him and Jimmy connecting. So I was like, oh, this is going to be a good game. And then I turned it on because I have Stafford. Went to go turn it on. I'm like, nah, I checked the score. I was like, forget this. I'm not turning this on. So watch my team get beat up even more, my fantasy team. So it's kind of like whatever at that point. But were there any takeaways for you this weekend with the NFL? Any big plays or games you saw that kind of stood out? I mean, I know we only have access to so many, but anything you saw stood out this weekend?
No, we're at the middle of the season, and it's just kind of like, yeah. Let's see who's doing what. I mean, the only thing that really surprised me was, there were a lot of blowouts, but I was surprised was really kind of surprised that New England handled Cleveland so easily.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't know if that's more a statement on the the Patriots improving, or the Browns just kind of Clevelanding things up, so to speak.
Now, I've always kind of made jokes and had a negative response toward anything you, whenever you bring up the Browns. And to me, I feel like they're validating me again. Would you say they're in that route again, or they're starting to crumble, where you just feel so bad for that, the fan base?
Well, you know, the only advantage, you know, they have is, you know, everybody in that division is really close together, so they're still hanging around. But, you know, with Baker being as hurt as he is, and I know it's not his throwing shoulder, but, you know, basically any time he gets tackled, he's going to experience pain. You've almost got to wonder if it's worth them playing him, and maybe they should just, you know, take the L and kind of move on and hope he gets better. But I know he said he's planning on playing against the Lions this week, so maybe the Lions get their first win.
The Lions are back on a losing streak. They're trying to take over their last
game. They tied last week, so they actually broke their losing streak.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if they were trying to break their original losing streak record.
Yeah, no, they are, trying to remember off the top of my head, what are they? They are 0-8-1. So.
Hmm.
They got off the schneid, so to speak, and we'll see. Maybe, who knows, you know, maybe they can bounce back with and beat Cleveland with the way things are going there.
Detroit will rejoice.
You know, and then they, you know, turn around and they got the Bears on Thanksgiving.
Oh. So you're saying Thursday morning it's just going to hear you about all the talk about the short rest? Because I can't stand when they point the obvious.
That'll be the basic situation there. Well, everybody, you know, is, you know, well, oh, I can't believe they're making them come back and, you know, they're playing. I know, it's like, oh, please shut up. Just please.
I like they're doing it every single week.
Yeah, so. But, yeah, that's unfortunately, you know, that's just how they do it. So. You know, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But, you know, you never know with what they're going to talk about or what they're going to complain about or, you know. But I guess they got to come up with something, right?
Oh, yeah. But, I'll be back in like 5 minutes.
So, yeah, and then I saw, you know, the kind of the favorites for the MVP in the NFL. And, of course, you know, it's all quarterbacks, especially with Derrick Henry being injured. But right now everybody seems to be leaning towards Tom Brady. You know, they have Tom Brady as the first one, then Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott, Kyler Murray, Josh Allen, Matthew Stafford are the top six. And then they throw in the likes, you know, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, you know, Ryan Tannehill, Derek Carr, believe it or not. So, yeah, it's interesting. You do wonder if they would even consider another position, and you get a guy like Cooper Kupp or maybe Jonathan Taylor, who could be the best running back in the NFL now with Derrick Henry out. But yeah, it's generally a quarterback's award, but I'm not sure if, you know, has a quarterback really separated himself that much to where, you know, to where they're the big front runner? You know, like Matthew Stafford leads in passing yards, but, you know, they haven't exactly been a fantastic team. So, you know, and, you know, no surprise, Lamar Jackson leads them in rushing yards. But, yeah, I just don't know. You know, is Brady really the front runner? Do you, you know, and it's so odd. And, you know, Dak is going to get a lot of votes because he's a Cowboy, regardless, even though he's missed a game. And, you know, none of that's going to matter. He's a Cowboy. He's going to get and he is playing very well. So maybe in the end he ends up winning it. But even so, I don't know if, you know, if he's the best guy. I mean, I kind of like the way Justin Herbert has played for the Chargers, but he hasn't been very good the last couple games. So, you know, he would have to step it up. And, you know, Brady does lead in touchdowns. He has 27. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, obviously there's still a lot of these guys have 7 or 8 games to go. So it should kind of shake itself out. And then, you know, you wonder if they would consider a defensive player. You know, could a guy like Myles Garrett get a little momentum going behind him with the year he's had? I mean, he does have 13 sacks. He leads the NFL. T.J. Watt is right behind him with 12.5, and Watt actually missed a game due to injury. It's, you know, it's tough for defensive players to, you know, shine enough to really get these kind of awards, but maybe Garrett could get them and possibly, you know, possibly get the award, win the award. I don't think so. You know, and especially with the Browns kind of scuffling, but maybe Tavon Diggs gets a little love because he does have 8 picks and he's a Cowboy. And he has returned 2 of them for touchdowns. So, you know, maybe it's possible, you know, I don't see any of these guys beating a quarterback, but maybe they get a little love. I'm not totally sure, but, you know, we'll see. And then looking ahead on the schedule, tomorrow night, of course, we get the New England Patriots at the Atlanta Falcons. So if you're looking there, we'll see if the Patriots can kind of keep rolling. You know, they've been playing good. They're 6-4. The Falcons are 4-5. So we'll see how that goes. The Patriots are actually a 7-point favorite in this game, and over-under is 47. The difficult part, of course, is the fact that it Cordell Patterson is questionable for the Falcons, and he's been a very, very big piece to their offense. So we'll have to see, you know, A, if he can play, and B, if he can contribute if he does play. But, you know, the Patriots are on a, you know, they're coming in on a 4-game winning streak, while the Falcons are 2-2 in their last 4. So we'll see how it goes. But, you know, Mac Jones has been playing well, could possibly be rookie of the year. You know, the Falcons have their own rookie who's doing well. You know, Kyle Pitts is playing very well. You know, a couple first round draft picks there. So yeah, you know, hopefully, you know, and I know the game is on Fox, so if you get that, you'll be able to watch it. If not, then you got NFL Network. But yeah, that's how week 11 kicks off. You got Patriots at Falcons. So you'll be able to check that out. And only two teams on bye this week. It's the Broncos and the Rams week off. So a lot of teams playing. And I'm trying to see, do we have some, the Colts are at the Bills. That should be a pretty good game. Other than that, just kind of cruising through the schedule. I don't know. Well, you got the Cowboys at the Chiefs. That's a Fox game, so I'm sure we'll get Joe Buck and Troy Aikman calling that game, so that'll make it tough to watch. And then we'll see if Seattle can make any hay in their division because they got Arizona, but I'm not really counting on that one. So, but yeah, other than that, there's not a lot of great matchups this week. Locally here, the Ravens are in town to take on the Bears. So we'll see how that goes. I would assume the Ravens are probably a favorite there. But, you never know. A couple athletic quarterbacks, that's what we'll get to hear with Lamar Jackson and Justin Fields there. So.
Now, do you know, is the Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime yet again, or?
They didn't have it listed. They just have it. They had it listed as Fox and the NFL Network. So
I'll have to check.
Yeah. So we'll see. Maybe it is, and then you can actually watch a little of it.
Yeah.
Locally we've got both the Bulls and the Blackhawks in action tonight. They're both on the West Coast. Are you going to be up late enough to see any of either game? Because obviously I won't.
Not unless you could send me your cable provider's login information.
Well, the Blackhawks are actually on TNT if you can get the app.
Ooh.
There or whatever that airs on.
Yeah,
so.
I get TNT. Just, the last time I went to go watch, they had, like, the Coyotes versus Minnesota.
Yeah, you weren't interested?
Kind of disappointing. Nah, I tried watching it, but, well, and even that, at this point, Big Jack, I'd much rather watch the Bulls than watch the Blackhawks.
Well, to be fair, the Blackhawks have managed to put a little bit of a winning streak together. They've won three in a row.
Okay.
Seattle's
had
four in a row. So the Blackhawks may be able to sneak another win. Genuinely, though, the Chicago teams don't do well on the West Coast when they make these trips. Mm-hmm. But to be fair, the Bulls are doing actually quite well on this trip. So.
Mm-hmm. Hey, who do they have? Do they have the Clippers? No, they
have Portland tonight. So,
yeah, because I know we were thinking about, since our vacation for Thanksgiving was canceled, we're thinking about a Bulls game, and I know the Jazz are in town this week, I think.
So, yeah, and, Portland is 7-8. They're a game under 500. Mm-hmm. They are. They're a playoff-caliber team, though. So, it should be interesting. And the Bulls, believe it or not, actually have the second-best record in the Eastern Conference behind, believe it or not, the Washington Wizards.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know how many people had to put up to this kind of start, but there they are.
No, I didn't expect it. I was just excited. I felt like they made some actual moves to put together a contending team, a playoff team. So I was excited at that at first. But I'll be honest, Jack, from what I have seen, Lonzo Ball is kind of a different player. And I think he's in a good groove right now. I think with the contract he has and, everything with the Bulls, kind of knowing he's got a stronghold here, so to speak. I don't know, his performance, I'm definitely more impressed by it than I was with his LA time. I didn't get to see a whole lot of the other stuff, the Pelicans, but his game is different now, and I like his shot a lot more. I know that was something you and I talked about when he came into the league, I felt like the Ball brothers in general had this kind of, I wouldn't call it an ugly shot, but their jump shots just didn't look like, I didn't have that confidence. They didn't look like they had the confidence they were going to actually make it. So he's been a pretty solid point guard for this Bulls team. So it's been fun to watch, what I have been able to watch.
Yeah, he's played really well to start, and of course so has DeMar DeRozan. You know, and it helps, you know, and I don't know how many years I said this, but you know, now that Zach LaVine isn't the number one guy, it looks like he fits better with the team.
Yeah, well, and that's what I was going to ask you, because, I mean, I don't know if you have a number one guy on this team. These guys are out for Duke, so I think that's, you know, the thing, a key to being a championship contending team to begin with. But, you know, I wanted to get your take on it, because I know, like you said, he seemed to be the guy that they were just relying on. And now he has all these pieces around him. I feel like it makes him better. Are you in that boat too?
Yeah, well, you know, he's not a guy who can carry a team. Mm-hmm. You know, that's never been his style. You know, he's always been able to score, but there's not a whole lot else to that game. So having a guy like DeRozan, and even Vujicic, who's missed the last few games due to COVID, you know, he's a solid, you know, double-double guy every game. So they, you know, they've built a good nucleus, at least starting-wise. I do worry that their bench is a little weak. But, you know, we'll see as time goes on, and, you know, how the season goes, because it's been a bit of a strange start, because, you know, the Bucks are just off to a terrible start, and, you know, everybody kind of had them as being the team, and, you know, they're 6-8, and the Hawks are 6-9, and even the 76ers have fell to 8-7. They've lost 5 games in a row now. So it's a very odd start there in the Eastern Conference.
Mm-hmm. Hey, but Ron was not available to play that day.
We'll see how, obviously there's a long way to go on, you know, who's going to end up winning, but yeah, it just gets weird when you all the starts like this, because, you know, I mean, there's so many people already burying the Bucks, and they've played 14 games, and Antetokounmpo's been, you know, out for the last so many of them.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, we've got 80, you know, we've got, what, 60, whatever, 70, to go.
Yeah.
Let's not bury him yet. So, but that's, yeah, you know how it is. That's what the media likes to do. So. All right, well, here's the music, but that's generally taking on. But, you know, we're not here on Thursday, but I'm back on Friday at 5 o'clock. You won't hear from Dan again until Tuesday. So don't worry, go over to sportstimeradio.com, check out the blog that went up earlier today. All you have to do is take you over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page, and hold on a little bit, go ahead and give it a like. Don't forget, we also have the Twitter feed, though, which is at Sports Time Radio. And feel free to look for one of them on Twitter as well. We'll see you again. If you come by and stop by and listen to Dan and I live, well, thank you for doing that. But if you missed out, all you have to do is head over to tweetin.com. You listen to us anytime you want. I don't know what we're talking about.
Roll out. Roll out. Roll out.